You know, we were just talking, and it sounds like I missed quite a big St. Patrick's Day event over the weekend that you guys were at.
Biggie, you may be hearing a lot about this. We work with a brand new member of our station promo team.
I never see anything like it.
Hardworking guy.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
New guy.
New guy.
Brad. First time I had met him. And he's got some weight on him. Okay, let's just say that. And I can't tell you how many people said, great to see you, Biggie.
Great. Good. Finally.
I don't know how many photographs have we finally, new guy posed for.
Have we finally hired a new body double?
I mean,
he could do it.
He could do it.
Okay, good.
I mean, he's not you.
He's not you.
No, but.
But enough people can be fooled.
And actually, a lot of people said, is that BB Shea right there?
Well, yeah, sure.
Sure. And then he could pull double duty.
I can't tell you.
He was whoever he needed to be, which is what we want.
People would say to him, are you Biggie?
If you want me to be, sweetheart, sure. Yes, I am.
And can I take a picture?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And he did.
Get in here.
He took a lot of pictures. Guy had some heft and hardworking and wearing his green. And it was a very nice St. Patrick's Day event.
And the Christ Kelly can koozies were a gigantic success. This is their debut, I suppose.
Yes. We have new koozies. From another place, East Coast Wings and Grill gives us these koozies, and they say two guys named Chris, but on this one, just a tiny one, my name is written Christ Kelly. If you miss this, it's
Christ Kelly.
So some people would come up and say, can I get one of those Christ koozies? And we were like, yeah, it's a collector's item.
You know? Right. If you know, you know.
And then others, we would give them to them and say, look for the typo. And they'd be like, what? Because it's really small.
It is.
And there's a lot of stuff written on there. And it's a can hugger koozie that someone noticed. We had our, I guess one of our brilliant like spotters or whatever, didn't quite get it just right.
Quality control.
Quality control missed it. Easy to miss. Hey, what are we? We're human.
Looks good to me.
Right.
Next.
And luckily we only printed 75,000. We're fine. So they told us.
We print these, every 2 years?
That's right. I mean, And they said, we don't have the money to go back and redo. All right. So we're going with Christ Kelly? We are. So people really, and they wanted them. They were like, oh, we want these because this will be a collector's item. So therefore, I don't know, for whatever reason, I have not done enough work for St. Patrick's Day for today.
Well, we've got, you can always lean on Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, you know we got to play that.
I did see a few t-shirts of that. That guy from Mobile, Alabama that's gone
by. The sketch of the leprechaun.
I mean, it's fantastic. We'll get that. We'll get that in the power hour. You know, that's all I can say.
I feel like we have to keep that alive because I notice it waning.
You think?
Yeah, I feel like it's our job to keep the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun alive.
Every year I post a photograph of the Mobile sketch.
We have to do our part.
On social media. And I have a friend who lives in Mobile. We went to high school together. He lives in Mobile and he hates it because... He's like, come on, you two.
Yeah.
Let Mobile be.
Oh, that's embrace
it's part of their legacy. It's like Christ
embrace.
Kelly.
That's my favorite St. Patrick's Day thing. And
it has nothing
to do with being Irish or, you know, all it is that got something loose on the streets of Mobile. So now, did most people celebrate on Saturday, would you think? Or is today?
I do too. Yeah.
But there are big ones, you know, in Chicago and Boston. And
I guess the parades are probably today in the big cities.
Savannah. You know, Savannah has a huge.
And I feel St. Patrick's Day now kind of becomes a weekend thing, the weekend it's closest to.
What if it's a Wednesday? It's tough.
It's tough, but I think you almost do the weekend before. Because now it's all about bar crawls and, you know, making the whole Saturday, Sunday of it.
Do you know what I did yesterday? You're going to be very proud of me. It's involved technology. I was looking for pickle tips, which is, I do that sometimes now.
Sure.
I'll go on to Instagram or Facebook or something, and there's one guy in particular who just hands out pickle tips like you wouldn't believe.
This is not the food item if you're just joining the show.
This is pickleball, and he'll say, want to correct your serve in 60 seconds? Here's how.
Yeah, I do.
So I was thumbing through for, and I'm scrolling, you know, for those.
Where's the proud part come in?
Well, just
so far, this is just pitiful.
Well, just wait.
Oh, okay.
Just wait. Have you all seen this? This is on Facebook. You've probably seen it. And it said, it had a picture of me, oddly. And it said, then and now. And it had a picture of me from 12 years ago. It was 2013. exactly to the day. We were at a St. Patrick's Day event. I had a big old green hat, like a big...
Like a top hat?
Top hat thing. And there were comments below, you know, like, douchebag. You know, what do you get when you add a green hat to a douchebag? This guy. You know, all these kinds of things. I mean, there were many, many comments. Like, man, you're fat. You look horrible. All, the, you know, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
And but it had next to it a little like then and now, and it's like post a picture from today to for then and now. And I was like, all right, okay, because we had just taken a picture,
true,
which we do every single year for St. Patrick's Day. Our friend Joe, who's the salesperson, we're always out on St. Patrick's Day. Me, Chris Dim, and Joe. Well, that picture from 12 years ago was just me by myself. So I said, all right, I'll post a picture. And I hit a button and it said, what picture do you want? And they all popped up. And the very latest one was that one. And I hit, put my finger on it, and believe it or not, it went right in there. And it was then and now.
Look at you.
And it was me from 12 years ago to me right now. And I thought, golly.
All right. Let the compliments begin. Let's how'd that turn out?
A lot of comments on it. A lot of comments.
Who's the gaunt dude?
You look like crap. You look terrible. You're too thin. Oh, your legs are horrible. What a douchebag.
My clothes did fit.
You know, I saw this.
You did? I wondered.
I saw this and I thought, oh, God, he's been
Somebody
hacked.
Somebody hacked him.
Because, I mean, you never go on your Facebook.
No. No. Well, now that I'm getting these pickle tips, I'm seeing something. I'm seeing some things.
Look out, Zuckerberg.
Exactly. And
he's back in the algorithm.
I wonder, because it started like vibrating in my hand. I was like, I bet somebody's going to see this. I bet Biggie's going to see this.
See, and I saw it and I thought, oh, okay.
Hack.
But then I thought, well, this actually, I thought, hey, he looks good.
I appreciate that. Thank
so I
you.
Thought, well, maybe he did do this because to me, you look better now than you did, which is amazing.
Well,
I mean,
well,
most people,
thank you.
You know, as they get older,
right.
You, on the other hand, have gotten thinner.
Well, try. And I thought it was a good picture. It was me, Chris Dem, and our friend Joe.
Yeah, it's a good pic.
And I thought it was a good picture. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to post something for once in my life.
Very rare. One of the rarest occurrences.
Yeah.
Well, you know my last tweet. You all
Who
saw
could
it.
Forget?
You all saw it. It was.
This is not good.
Yes. Done. Yes.
Done.
Done.
This is not good.
That's right. And let me, while we're in the world of technology, it's happened to me again. Listen to this. Friday night, I was watching Duke, Carolina. And when Carolina laid such a turd in the first half, I mean, I've never, has any team ever mismanaged a game more than North Carolina when they absolutely had to have this game? They come out and they play like pure garbage for a half, and you leave them for dead. They're down 21 points at halftime. It's like, well, they cannot win this game. So at halftime, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm leaving this game. I'm going to watch a movie. So I went to Vision Quest. All right. Now,
Vision Quest.
Yeah. Wow.
Here's why.
The Matthew Modine high school wrestler movie?
That vehicle is 40 years old this year. And recently, a friend of mine who watches the show that Biggie and I watch, The Pit, noticed a character from Vision Quest was in The Pit. I was like, wow, I never would have caught that. One of the teachers from the high school in Vision Quest. And he said, streaming right now on Max. And I was like, what? So I go in protest to how North Carolina was playing. I went over to Max. I start watching Vision Quest. Well, you know what happened? I start getting texts. You still watching? Because Carolina's coming back.
Comeback is on.
And I was like, of course I'm still watching. I never abandoned my team.
Is that the Madonna song? I was going to say, it's crazy for you playing.
I was halfway through it. I was literally halfway through the movie. And he's like, we're going to win it. I was like, what?
What?
Huh?
And now you don't want to turn Vision Quest off.
I didn't. But I went back to the Duke, North Carolina game. And I was halfway through Vision Quest, and I thought, well, I'm going to catch them, finish this up the next morning. Gone from Max. That's the second time that's happened.
Oh.
Now it's gone. That was the last at midnight, I guess, it ended.
Really?
That's Django Unchained, and now Vision Quest. Twice I've started watching movies, gotten halfway through them, and they disappear from the platform. They're gone.
You know what it is? I guarantee your friend watched it because it probably popped up under, they have a section that says, Leaving Soon.
Oh, maybe so.
So I bet that's because they always have that, like, hey, watch it before it's gone.
Maybe.
And I bet you just, your timing once again hit just right where it was, boop, gone.
Am I crazy to assume that those things start and end at a month?
That's what I thought.
With
I was
a calendar
like,
month?
Sometimes it's the middle of the month.
It was right in the middle of the month.
It's all about their deals.
was I didn't get to the sex scene. There's a great
or the triumph.
I didn't get to that.
The wrestling meet.
I didn't get to that. I never got to the great scenes in the movie. I got the first half of it. I haven't seen it in 38 years, and I love it. Vision Quest, and they took it away from. Then they said you can rent it for $4.99. I said I won't give you the satisfaction.
Yeah, rent this.
Gave it double fingers. Exactly. I would not do it. The other. So that's technology for you. They give and they take away. Mm-hmm. And Chris Dim pointed this out. I have something in common with Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Now, I don't own a Tesla, okay? He now does. Did you see him buying the Tesla on Friday?
At the infomercial at the White House.
Yes, at the White House. Donald Trump and Elon Musk were standing together. And they had a bunch of Teslas. And Donald Trump was like, I guess I'll buy one. All right, let me buy one. And Elon Musk.
Did you hear how he wanted to do the transaction?
No.
They said, How are you going to pay for it? He goes, oh, I'm going to write a check. Mm-hmm. I don't trust e-transfers or any of that other stuff.
Oh, really?
Just like you.
That's right.
Write a check. Just,
that's right. Old-fashioned. No need for this Zelle or Cash App or PayPal or anything like that. Now, did he finance this or did he get a good interest rate on this?
Well, they say Americans are having trouble paying their car loans right now. I hope maybe he could just outright buy it.
Well, first he said, as Elon Musk was standing there, I love Tesla.
Thank you all very much. I love Tesla.
Which one did you buy?
He called it Tesla. I love Tesla. Mm-hmm.
And is that the New Yorker in him coming out? Because my father used to say things like that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
you know, some
knows.
New Yorkers do that.
Yeah. I believe he knows how to say the word, that it's Tesla, but New Yorkers say Tesla.
Thank you all very much. I love Tesla.
Which one did you buy?
They're
tell
standing
us.
In front of like six of them. Well, this is where he's really like me. He gets inside the vehicle he's just bought, the Tesla, with Elon Musk standing there, and he looks at the console, and he's like, it's all computer. This is unbelievable.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's beautiful. This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
That's how I am with every car.
Of course.
Everything's computer.
Everything's computer. I can't tell you how many cars I'm at a red light next to, and I just crane my head out and look at them like, man.
From your old minivan.
The old minivan. My minivan is a 2009. And before that, I was in a 1998 Acura, which I loved. Nothing is computer. Remember my clock is wrong. My date is wrong on the dashboard. And I look over at car. If I ever get into a car like that, I sound just like Donald Trump. And remember, when I see a Tesla even on the road.
Jaw drop.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Tesla.
Tesla.
Woo! Tesla. People are protesting Tesla now. I see that they're out.
Well, there's a real, sign. You know, the problem is it's a real conundrum for a lot of people because initially they bought them.
They like them.
They liked them, and they were mostly bought by Democrats and liberals.
Oh, because they're electric.
Yes. So
now you
have this whole switch where if you drive a Tesla, people are throwing stuff at you, calling you a MAGA a-hole. Oh,
and
man.
They're yeah. firebombing dealerships.
Yeah,
I mean, it's getting out of hand.
It is.
There's a Tesla. Sorry, Biggie.
Yeah, as I say, I live near a Tesla dealership. Drive by it. There's a protest out there every other day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And because now Mr. Trump is saying that Americans need to buy Teslas because poor Elon. He's loose. You can't boycott a product like that.
Right. That's right. You can't.
Of course, he is the richest man on the planet.
Yeah.
But for 10 years, he's been slagging electric cars on the campaign trail.
Has he?
Oh, God, yeah.
And now he's bought one.
Yeah, so what happens is these poor people who bought a Tesla 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
trying to help save the environment, pull in for service.
Yeah.
And they're like, you MAGA a-hole.
There's a Tesla down the street from our house, and they park it in their, it's not an enclosed garage, it's just a carport. Mm-hmm. And I can see the back is to the street.
Yeah.
And it's been there for a couple of years. And now, just last week, he slapped a sticker on the back that said, I bought this before Elon went, you know.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, you need a sticker or something. Yeah.
Please don't pee on my car.
Yeah. Right. I bought this before.
Don't egg it.
I didn't know.
Listen,
we know one person that bought a Tesla a while ago. But bought it for because he thought it'd get him more poon and make him look rich.
Yeah.
Check.
And he is MAGA.
Uh-huh. But now it's worked out for him because he is MAGA.
Exactly.
So he can now claim both.
Yeah.
At the time,
yeah.
he just wanted to look wealthier.
And he is getting more poon. Or is he?
Is he? Tesler, I don't know.
Tesler.
That's my Tesla works. I tell you that.
We all made
I
fun
love
of
Tesla.
Which one did you buy?
Yeah, we made fun
because we made fun of him for buying one because we were like, "You're not a Tesla guy. What is this?" And we're like, "Oh, you're trying to get poon."
Yeah.
And now it looks like he's supporting his side,
and which he, of course, he does. Yeah. So that works out beautifully for him. Great point. I didn't know they were being protested as much as they were until
big
recently.
Big time.
Yeah, they're really getting it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a biscuit, and it's like, like, dude, get out of the way.